welcome to a brand new edition of Capes and Commentaries. I'm Tyler Baker, and with me, as always, is my we're like the buddy cop system on this podcast here. That's what we are. Like, we're my buddy cop partner. Yeah, my partner. Yeah, is I don't like to say partner in crime. It's like that's Joe Motto's thing. It's like, so we're like buddy cops here.
Yeah. I'm Crockett. You're Tubbs. We got it.
I like both Crockett and Tubbs. So people want to sit there and say that as if like it's a slam towards Tubbs. Tubbs is badass, dude. I mean,
I know. I'm just, I was hoping that it would just maybe pull something. You'd be like, I'll
tell you what we are. We're Tango and Cash.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. You're Gabriel Cash and I'm Ray Tango.
Okay.
Yeah. That worked. I see that. That's.
Well, what was the quote in that movie? It's like there's a.
You don't know shit. You're like, I'm making fun of
you. Well, I'm thinking of the thing where they're interrogating the guy, and there's a puddle at his feet, but it's not raining or something.
Oh yeah. God, I
yeah.
Watched it too.
He pissed himself.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
And a heavily underrated movie too. And it's like one of those films that when people think Stallone and Kurt Russell, I'm like, how does a clash like that always get ignored? But when people bring it up, they have positive things to say about it, but it's just one of those.
All I know is Rocky and that one movie where he has like the bandana with the bullets and stuff. Where he's in the jungle.
Oh yeah, Rambo.
Oh yeah. Speaking of Rambo.
Yeah, speaking of Rambo.
That's kind of funny. We didn't even really mean to do that, but that was a good way to tie everything in.
Yeah, that was all improv. You know.
Yeah.
I appreciate the wit that this Tango and Cash.
Yeah,
that we share. You know, we really should get like a buddy cop film franchise. You know,
there we go.
Nathan on a movie poster together.
No.
God, yeah, it'd be awesome.
No, one thing real quick. I had Amazon credit, $10 worth, so I went ahead and ordered that. Shout Factory, Cobra release.
Oh, badass.
Yeah, because I was reading the reviews. Some people were kind of worried about the picture quality compared to the previous Blu-ray release, but it's kind of your preference. There's a lot of white tones, like the coloring in it on the old Warner disc, and this one's kind of got more of a red tint to it. And you know, with that and the interviews that are on there, I'm like, it's no brainer. So
how much was it?
It right now on Amazon, it's like $23, so I got it for like $14.
Is you know this, I've noticed too, like Amazon's like offering like, you know, like cheap 2-day shipping or free 2-day shipping and like cheaper 1-day shipping. So is this just for the month of January or something?
Are they not trying to shoehorn like some sort of like credit card thing or anything like that?
No.
I don't know. I've been a Prime member for so long. I don't even glance at it.
I was just curious because my mom was buying stuff on there recently, and I bought the Spawn collection. And it was like 2-day shipping was like $3, and I was going to have it on Monday.
Yeah.
It was free if I got it Monday, but if I went by Saturday, I could pay just a few dollars more and got it on Saturday. But I just thought, man, there must be, I don't know if this is like a intro to 2019, you know, cheaper.
I wouldn't doubt it. And they're probably trying to say, hey, now that you've done an order, you can see how fast you can get this shit. Pay this money. You can get Prime Video and the free shipping. Don't know. I've had Prime for so long.
Just curious about that because I want that version of Cobra. I want Fatal Beauty on Blu-ray. There's a couple of other things I'd like to have, you know, off Amazon right now. But I just dropped anyone's question. We will be doing the HBO Spawn series next week.
Yep.
Just so you know, so we have not. I watched it since it was on HBO, and I didn't get to watch that much of it. And I don't know if Nathan saw much of it, but that's something to let you know in advance.
Yeah, the only Spawn related thing that I've watched is unfortunately the movie. Yeah. Which even then, like you can still have a good time with it.
At least with that, like the story and the visual look, everything was got right. It's just the god awful acting and the bad dialogue.
Yeah.
That's what ruined Spawn. Like, Michael Jai White was a great Spawn. John Leguizamo was a good clown. Martin Sheen could have been a great Jason Wynn. They just gave him the worst dialogue to work with, you know? Just like he's a Snidely Whiplash kind of villain as opposed to, like, the evil corporate businessman out of the comic books. And Malbolge's mouth doesn't move when he talks. He talks like, you know, it's Frank Welker doing the Dr. Claw voice. Like, no. we can get into that next week. But we're here we're here to revisit the kick-ass Rambo series that just, you know, seems to still be parodied on YouTube by, you know, Assholes Anonymous and stuff like that.
Hey, Assholes Anonymous. That was my that Yahoo username when I was harassing people on their Yahoo profiles.
That's right, it was.
Yeah.
I just said that, like, just
being a huge dick.
Yeah. Like Nathan was classic heel. You know, Nathan, I think, is always like a he needs to be like, if they're going to bring heels back in professional wrestling, Nathan needs to be that Bobby Heenan, that chicken shit heel who cut a great promo. He can get anybody over, but just talking and dogging whoever it is that they're wrestling this weekend in Memphis, Tennessee or something like that, you know. He can just, you know, cut them down to size, man, and the guy behind doesn't have to say anything, you know. Yeah. But that's what Nathan was back in the day.
I'm going to kick your ass, all right.
Yeah. And Nathan stuff. Finishes up like every, you know, every promo with extreme, you know, yeah. And just like drops,
man,
the mic and
I talked a lot of shit, but I was ready for it. I felt like I wanted to be anyway. I was just like, okay, if it happens, I want it to happen. It never did.
So you've been treading lightly over the years, like you're just waiting for that impact. You're waiting for that for someone to either pick you up or just push you or throw a punch and
yeah.
And then Nathan goes all Nightcrawler, like he just starts springing all over the place and doing backflips.
Yeah, probably. I don't know how I would react.
Yeah,
we'll see. It's coming. It's gonna happen one day. I thought it was funny. How I posted that one status about people getting their last names tattooed on them, and Kevin Sharp commented and was just like, basically saying it's weird hearing him cuss like that, like being just sort of like to it, you know? And I'm just like, yeah, I hold back a lot on the shows. People don't realize that. Like I do.
Well, I didn't catch. I saw the post, but I didn't catch what he said. What did he say?
He posted a GIF of Bruce Banner transforming into the Hulk from the cartoon.
From the 80s cartoon?
Yeah. Yeah. Me seeing Nathan cussing after him being a nice guy on the podcast and then had like the transformation GIF.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, yeah, I hold back. I hold back a lot. I do. People don't realize it. Like I can be quite the angry person.
Yeah, I'm really like my persona is kind of just for the show. Nathan's the more hostile one.
Yeah, which is funny.
Yeah,
like people think that Tyler's the grumpy guy all the time. Yeah. It's like no, over here.
I get grumpy about, you know, my entertainment pop culture, but Nathan's angry about everything else.
Yeah, I get angry about people.
Yeah.
And having to deal with people on a daily basis that are just either lazy, don't think things through, or they just don't care, and they're making everything worse for everybody else.
Because Nathan earlier this week, I know he was venting about work, where he posted Kurt Russell from the Things In. You know, nobody trusts anybody anymore. I'm sure that had something to do with work. And then I immediately thought of like,
oh, work. Shit. Probably the country in general.
Really. Oh, well, I figured, you know, it's like something must have happened there. However. It made me think that you could take a certain scene from The Thing and apply it to 6 days of the week for Nathan when he goes to work. Like Monday is Kurt Russell dumping, you know, his Jack Daniels on the computer and saying, "Cheating bitch," and gets up and leaves. When he's asked to work overtime, that's Thursday with Keith Davis saying, "What? Shit." You know,
yeah.
You know, and Saturday is Gary tied to the chair. I'd really like to spend the rest of my sitting on tied to this fucking couch. Yeah, that's Nathan getting ready to snap. Friday is Wolford Brimley, "I'll kill you," and shooting everybody. And, you know, Sunday is him sitting like frostbite. Oh, if any of us has a surprise, I don't think we're in any shape to do anything about it. You know, just.
I love that film.
I do too.
That's like one. That
I smell a Beyond Retro commentary coming up for that.
Yeah, one, I could see that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. All right. Yeah, Rambo. cartoon, yeah. But before, like, you were getting ready to go into your whole spiel of people making fun of it on the internet and everything. I don't seek that shit out because
I don't seek it out either. It's like when I like to, you know, I revisit the you know, the intros and episodes if I just want to get a quick fix of something and just watch this, and I see, you know, people, you know, shitting all over it and,
in the comments.
No, making videos like,
oh, okay.
The Rambo cartoon is ridiculous, or like, you know, the Rest of Blaster, it's supposed to be.
I'm sorry, but it's an action adventure cartoon. It's supposed to be over the top.
Yeah, like, well, you guys, it's supposed to be like smart, sophisticated, and witty for, you know, intellectual assholes out there or something. It's Rambo, for God's sake, you know.
Yeah.
People just think they've got such an edge and like they're so intellectually inferior because I made fun of this cartoon from 1986. Blah, 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 and I'm so smart and witty. Got the brain of an ice cube.
I love how angry you get about all this stuff.
This is the stuff that makes me angry. Everything else, like, I could care less. It does, if it doesn't affect my well-being and my daily routine, I don't care, and I don't think twice about it, you know. So, but yes, I love this cartoon a lot, and I picked this one. It's a simple episode, but it features my two favorite villains, Sergeant Havoc and Gripper. It's another action adventure episode in the jungle with snakes and alligators.
I'm gonna say, usually I prep and watch it beforehand. I didn't do that this time, so I'm going into this super fresh, just like any of our listeners out there. No link down below because I think there is a Daily Motion link, but there is.
It's got ads in it, but yeah. If you want to watch it with us, or just go get the
just Google search Rambo Savage Island episode, and that should give you point you in the right direction. Or pick up the volumes. They're really cheap on Amazon.
Cheap on Amazon right now. If you have Amazon Prime, like our, you know, like Gabriel Cash here, get it for free shipping. You know, but we're here to just praise the hell out of this episode and get Nathan's viewpoints on it. All fresh.
All right.
So, 3, 2, 1, action! Dun. Yeah. This makes for great motivation when you're getting ready for the gym. Like this is what I'm thinking about when I'm prepping for the gym. I'm tying my shoes.
You're putting a knife in your pants.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tying a headband, and then fire explodes behind me. You know, and I watching Mad Dog Ripper and Sergeant Havoc jump out of there. It keeps me excited every time I see that because I didn't get to see much of this as a kid. I saw very, very little of it, and I was always more intrigued by the villains a lot, aside from seeing Rambo in action, of course. But and thinking about this too, it kind of made me think that, you know, I think the Terminator could have used a cartoon. How much an alien was going to get a cartoon?
I'm surprised that those didn't get cartoons.
Yeah, with the Kenner toy line, like I could see Arnold, John Connor, and Sarah Connor on the run all the time.
But
at
the same time, like, what would be the legs on a Terminator?
It would be short-lived, granted, of course. But I could. I'm surprised it wasn't attempted. You know, the Aliens cartoon was attempted, but was never released. You know, but I could see it much like this, and the unreleased Alien cartoon, like a Terminator 2 cartoon, based on Skynet. The T-1000 coming up with new villains for Arnold as the Terminator to fight, and John Connor and Sarah Connor trying to stop Skynet all the time. And Savage is on the run here. This is, you know, comes off very much like a G.I. Joe episode right now. Like the vehicles, here's Gripper.
Yeah, Gripper's got a badass look to him. I'll say,
doesn't
he? Yeah, he does. Really, he does. It's unique enough that it sets him apart.
Yeah, I always felt like back in the 80s, like eye patches and a claw hand or a hook hand was such a kick ass. And he's a German mercenary. I mean, this has got 80s action movie written all over it. And it's a shame we didn't get something like this. You know, I know the Rambo films were geared more towards things that were going on in, you know, current situations of the 80s. You know, the whole POW questions and the Russians in Afghanistan and stuff like that in Rambo 3. But, you know, all these characters, like, felt like you could easily see them in a Rambo film. Gripper, Sergeant Havoc, Warhawk, Nomad, Mad Dog, Snakebite. They all come off guys that would be easily translatable to the screen to take on Stallone. And I, you know, Cat, of course, you know, is, you know, I said before, I always felt that she was based off Cobal, from Rambo 2, but, it's just, I'm not saying that a lot of these cartoons you watch are going to change your life or some nonsense like that. I just feel like they're heavily underappreciated and have a lot of great elements that just are heavily overlooked, you know? Like, people really, I think, a lot of times don't take the time to say, and not to say there's not people out there that don't appreciate it, because I don't know everybody that does, but that's why we do this. We want people to, you know, realize that this stuff is a lot better than people give it credit. And considering all the competition that was on in the 80s.
Right.
You know?
I like, and just now, how they stole that missile, and then he's like, all right, well, fuck it, we're sinking the ship, too. Like, that's
a bad guy. Classic bad guy. Doesn't care about casualties, just finish the job, like, just for the hell of it. And a lot of times in this show, you'll see kind of Rambo just kind of off on his own, you know, in the wilderness, you know, kind of solo, or doing something before he gets pulled into the mission here.
Well, Rambo has always struck me as a guy that when he's not working, he just wants to sort of keep to himself and be by himself. He likes the solitude.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like even though he's got buddies in this show, like, you know, Turbo, Cat, T.D. Jackson, Chief, and Troutman, it's fun to see him just kind of, you know, he is a solo character, you know. And I like that, because it's pretty much how he is in the movies. It's one of those things I felt like it's just not acknowledged enough, that they do a pretty good job of, and we're getting to see like a fun little action sequence, which I could clearly see in a Rambo film. Like, they don't have time to deal with the paperwork here, but as we'll see later on, what just happened there was done for a reason. It's just not just for the sake of, we need a quick action sequence here. But it works. And this kind of has like elements of like a Rambo 2 and Rambo 3.
I'm kind of curious how Rambo 5 is going to turn out.
I am too. Like, I kind of felt like, you know, I don't go back and watch Rambo, the fourth Rambo film, that much. I just feel like in comparison to the first three, it kind of lacks a lot of the presence of Rambo. It doesn't come off like an actual Rambo film. Like, I like it, and I saw it four times in theaters because I was so excited to see Rambo in theaters for the first time. But I just kind of feel like I just don't revisit it like I do the first three. But I'm curious. Like, I know, I don't know how much people are expecting out of a fifth Rambo film. I really wasn't warranting one, honestly. But
yeah, I felt like they wrapped it up pretty good with
him coming home and
yeah.
Back to Bowie, Arizona, and kind of leaving it at that. And, you know, but, I mean, for the most part, you know, Stallone, his movies, man, you know, they don't have the impact they used to, but he doesn't make terrible films. He really doesn't.
I mean, he honestly hasn't, aside from Expendables and revisiting Rocky and playing Rocky in Creed and everything, he hasn't really done much else aside from that, really.
He's done Bullet to the Head, Grudge Match, and both of those were good films. And a couple of other things here and there, but like, he's got that one movie coming out where I forgot what it's called. Matthew Modine's in it playing like it looked kind of interesting, kind of different for a Stallone film. I forgot. I don't even know if it's come out yet or not. Looked like kind of one of the films that's going to be kind of under the radar, but, and I always associate Rambo with the jungle. I mean, I think ever since I was a kid, like, I was more inclined to, like, when I think Rambo, I think of Rambo from Rambo Part 2. Even though I watched the first Rambo quite a bit as a child, I was all about Rambo 2 as a kid because of the jungle, the bow and arrow, the red bandana, just the kind of G.I. Joe muscle look, so to speak, that's kind of amped up a bit more in like what we're seeing right now. You know, and some of you probably they're focusing on his muscles an awful lot. Ain't that lame? Like, no, idiot. It's like, that's what they do in the movies too. Like, you want to see the muscle, the goods, the strength. You know, it's not given to be material for you to sit back and, you
know. Yeah, like him in Rocky IV and Rambo II just ripped to shreds.
I almost say Rambo III with the stick fight. Good God, man. He is just that. That's something I would love to discuss with you at some point too. Is here's another muscle shot. But I it's Rocky IV, Rambo II, and Rambo III. I think probably are his best.
And sounds like me when I'm like struggling with the shit, man. He's just like,
yeah.
Actually, I'm not a grunter when I take a dump.
He's a silent assassin when he's dropping lows, Nathan.
Yeah.
All you hear is plop.
Yeah. It's not like that guy at the mall movie theater.
And that always makes me think when Randall and Clark was watching that porn. That's what made me think of when we heard that guy taking a crap at the mall.
I don't understand why people feel the need to just be like, while they're taking a shit. Like, are you in that much pain?
Yeah.
Like
they're really trying to sell it. And here Rambo versus alligators.
Well, I really like the art in those alligators. Sorry, we're jumping from like grunting while you're taking a shit to, oh, hey, look at this.
Yeah, just kicks the hell out of an alligator. Like,
yeah.
I would have loved to see that in a Rambo film. And that seemed like, you know, something you would see. And I always like seeing Warhawk's compounds, especially his jungle compounds. And we're kind of getting
I was kind of wondering if that was like a tape on the top of his head. Because I saw like the stuff spinning around. I was like, what the hell is that?
Interesting contraption there to kind of record visually with a headset like that.
Yeah.
Definitely ahead of its time.
Now we can just strap a cell phone to our head.
Pretty much, yeah. And I like this kind of rivalry that's kind of being established right here between Gripper and Havoc, that they, you know, Havoc's a superior to Gripper, but Gripper clearly sees himself as, and you see the security guard there was deliberately stopping Rambo for a reason, because he works for Warhawk. So that whole action today, which you saw earlier, there was not just for, you know, throwaway action. There's more to it than you people realize. You understand? This is
we're gonna get another muscle shot, aren't we?
A little bit. Yep.
No. Well, I figured I would have zoomed in a little more.
A little bit more, but he's gonna take quite the tumble here, because Rambo can take the impact of a jackass a gimmick. Like, remember in that like when they're rolling down sand dunes and the jackass and like those big barrels and like,
just thinking about that makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
There we go. There's a muscle shot.
This is machismo. That is. Yeah. We're gonna see, and I like this, getting to see Rambo feuding with the elements of the jungle. Just felt like a panther is going to be on this trail here soon. This is probably the weakest link. Is this officer that's working with Savage, voiced by Alan Oppenheimer, has like the weakest, unthreatening voice. Which,
well, he looked kind of wimpy when he's sitting there, kind of clearing out the.
Yeah, and he's that same voice was used for the Wizard Draka and Tale of Two Cities and He-Man, which worked well for that character, but not for this character. And to see this would have been kind of difficult for Stallone to do.
They can do it now.
They could do it now, probably. You know, they got Leonardo DiCaprio fighting with a grizzly bear. Like, so to see Rambo feuding with a panther, alligators, and we'll see a snake show up later on in the episode. But it's, look at that, putting his hand right up on a panther's mouth like that. I mean, of course, the cartoon, yeah, we can't have Rambo killing a panther, but in the movie, he probably would have pulled out the giant knife and just impaled him against the tree.
Did you watch The Revenant?
I have not. Only because I wasn't opposed to seeing it. It's just, I ended up buying it for my dad when he went into the hospital. When he got out, I bought it for him for him to have something to watch. And he's watched it many times.
It's a good movie. I think you would like it. The dialogue's very minimal, and it's just like hunting more. Yeah. I don't know. It's cool.
I definitely would be interested in seeing it. Of course, I thought the trailers were pretty interesting when it first came out. And here's the giant snake sequence here. which I kind of think this is either like a giant python. I wouldn't say maybe an anaconda or a boa constrictor. A python, probably.
Just nonchalant, rolls him into a ball and just fucking tosses him down.
That's Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers would be playing the role of Turbo. Carl Weathers could do that. Voiced by Uncle Phil / the Shredder. I cannot remember his real name. I always forget his name.
It's funny because I used to actually remember.
I don't like Fresh Prince, so I'm not ashamed to admit that, but I love the Shredder. Yeah, Gripper.
James Avery.
That's it. Yeah, playing the voice of Turbo there. Yeah, we need a Gripper character. They need to bring back characters like this who have, you know, parts, you know, like a missing a hand and have a weapon in place of it, or, you know, eye patches and stuff. Those to me were like staples of true villains as a kid.
I've always thought, I don't know if this has been done in any movies recently, but I think it would be cool to, it would kind of tread on political territory, but to have like a vet of, you know, like, when we went to Afghanistan and Iraq, let's say they lost an arm or a leg or something, and now like they're just really they turn into a villain more or less. I'm kind of surprised that they haven't done that and worked it in some way to some one of these kinds of movies.
Oh well, I kind of feel like anything that references like Afghanistan now is gonna be like one of those, you know, Michael Bay, you know, hey, I got a hard on for the Marines in action, so I'm going to make, you know, a movie based on Marines in action, and no one's going to give a shit, and things like that. So I would much rather it be somebody like Gripper here, who's not even associated with current issues going on right now, because that's why I kind of feel like I even though we're way past anybody who if they were a hero or a villain associated with Vietnam, they'd be a lot older now. Of course, but I just always find people who were products of Vietnam or served in Nam, I just find that to be a little bit more interesting than like the current stuff, so to speak, in terms of like entertainment, you know, but because we can't really use that because someone who served in Vietnam would be a hell of a lot older. And I think it would work for the Punisher, a much more older Punisher, because they can't seem to get it right on Netflix anymore. And here we are with Havoc and Gripper having like a dick measuring contest, so to speak, here. Like, who can really, you know, who really should be in charge here? And I like this. And we see these two work together throughout the series as well, too. But it makes sense that these, that's like how Rambo's just kind of sneaking around the compound here, picking up info. And I would be wearing my Sergeant Havoc tank top, but I couldn't find it in time for the recording. So.
Yeah, because you're kind of rushing around.
Yeah. And I actually tried to look for it. I'm like, I can't have Nathan waiting any longer here. So I do want to get like the Rambo Force of Freedom logo on a white tank top. Kind of how Rambo wears like the hoodie, like the sleeveless hoodie, and get that on a tank top. I'd probably hurt. I mean, to be gripped at all by that spiked, you know, gripping.
Oh, yeah. It would be like a bear trap, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much trying to stop this Pandora missile from being launched. Here we go. It's like the He-Man transformation sequence here. We got Rambo re-gearing up for battle here. Even though, yes, he's already wearing the stuff. But
I was going to say, he's already like...
It's filler, but it's like, okay, he's gearing up for the big fight here. So you throw in that kind of... Which doesn't really work for the situation, but I get the reason behind it. So,
like that touch. Like, you can't show that they've been completely buried by the dirt. You still have to have their heads sticking out.
Yeah, it just follows the same logic behind the G.I. Joe cartoon. You can't. I think the Rambo cartoon goes further than what G.I. Joe was allowed. Like, they use bullets and things like that. You see knives in action a lot more than you ever would in Rambo. I mean, a G.I. Joe. So that's why I feel like there's certain things about this show that, you know, G.I. Joe couldn't do, which kind of gives it a lot more flavoring. Look at that. using Lion of Ammo to jumpstart
and explode. I always like the little trails
that
you would see in the cartoons.
Yeah, no, there's other characters. What's that?
I was going to say, like, that always reminds me of, like, Wile E. Coyote.
Or, like, Yosemite Sam and Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
You know, because Bugs would pull that stunt a lot with Yosemite Sam and cartoons. Which of the Rambo, I know you picked up a whole batch of Rambo figures a while back. You did get Havoc and Gripper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they're in there. I just, they're sitting in a box upstairs. I still got to get that shelf or that bookcase.
Now, who all did you get in that? Because Nathan bought like a big collection.
Yeah, it had like three Rambos in it. Turbo,
Gripper, Havoc.
Yep.
Mad Dog, was Mad Dog in there? He's got the Mohawk.
I want to say yes, but I'm not entirely sure. The two ninjas,
White and Black Dragon.
Yeah.
How about Nomad, like the Arab terrorist?
No.
He wasn't in there. No. Warhawk. You got Warhawk.
Yeah, Warhawk's in there.
Troutman?
Yep. I think there's actually two of him in there.
Troutmans.
Yeah. Because it was just, I'm like, all right, for the price, and there's...
Yeah, you paid like, $90 for all of those and weapons and things?
Yeah, it came with lots of all the, you know, a shitload of weapons and also the Jeep.
Yes.
The truck.
Yeah.
However you want to call it.
Yeah. I think it's called like the something 4x4 or something like that.
Yeah.
Some vehicles like with G.I. Joe and stuff, I'm more about memorizing the characters than the vehicles a lot. Aside from He-Man, Thundercats, and some Turtles, I couldn't tell you a lot of the more military style vehicles. Rambo doing this and just kind of Mission Impossible feel.
Riding on the missile.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Let you know he's going to take care of business here. Which, seeing right now, we've seen Stallone do an Expendables also, like holding on to the side of an airplane. So don't act like this is completely like...
I will say that line of death. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny. But yeah, like if you guys are coming into this, like you know what you're getting into. Like, come on, I don't understand the point of shitting on this.
I don't, not just the cartoons we do, but other cartoons are, you know, it's people think that they're comedians and want to make fun of the stuff that we grew up on. I don't speak from this stuff from a nostalgia standpoint because I watch this stuff, and maybe it's just me and what me and Nathan have to say about this stuff, but I don't see the gags and the jokes. Like I look at it from what they were trying to do, what they were limited to, what they were allowed to do, the content of the show, the stories they're trying to tell. Like I think it warrants credit and doesn't really make sense to just, this is just so lame and silly and stuff, but then you're gonna, you know, be all about like current stuff because they're allowed to get away with using language and things like that. And like, all right. So that means that everything that came before it was shit. You know, I mean, how many cartoons use actual Jerry Goldsmith's score and bullet sounds? You know, I always like that Ruby Spears outro like that.
Yeah.
But that is Savage Island, and yet Kuroko. That's another sign of like 80s/early 90s kick-ass films, man. Kuroko.
It's all gone.
Yeah,
exists anymore.
No, they tried it with C2 with Kuroko coming back, but doesn't really put out the films that it used to anymore. If they're still in existence, which I have not checked, so therefore I do not know. But that's Savage Island, dude. What? Given that I was talking during a lot of your first viewing of it,
it's straight to the point. Like that was a nice little story, just tied up. Wrapped, bowed,
real quick. Yeah. Doesn't have to be elaborate and kind of silly and off the wall and all over the place. It's showcasing machismo in an 80s cartoon, man. It's a shame we don't get to see that kind of action adventure personified in children's animation today, too, because they don't have action heroes in cartoons anymore unless it's superheroes dumbed down so that we kids think that Superman and Spider-Man are just, you know, stand-up comedians and cartoons now, as opposed to the American ass kickers that they've always been. You know,
they just want to have a good time.
Yeah, and sing and dance, and you know.
I thought you were gonna say shuck and jive.
Well, yeah, well that too. You know?
Yeah, that's your go-to.
They shuck and jive. They got a hat, and they sit there and dance. You know, and good times will be had by all. We don't fight anybody. We tell bad jokes. You know, it's because I would be very curious. I will say this. This kind of ties into what we just watched. When my nephew was over here about 2 weeks ago, he saw my Rambo toys, and immediately was pulling out one at a time and was looking at them. And he pulled out Sergeant Havoc, and Havoc's carrying a bazooka and a small pistol, and he just yelled out "Cool," and one and was pulling out Rambo and White Dragon and Gripper and Mad Dog and looking and wanted me to put them in the Jeep and push the Jeep around for him to watch. He just was fixated on the Rambo toys. He just thought they were really, really like, I wonder if I could, you know, because I got him fixated on watching Superman. So I show him the Christopher Reeve Superman. So that's what he wants to do when he sees me. He says, watch Superman. So I show him clips of Superman 4. He's 2 as of yesterday. Today. Today was his official birthday. Yesterday was gathering with family and his buddies from daycare.
All right, but right on.
Yeah, he was quite fixated on the Transformers. That I have on display here. Like, you know,
do you have to kind of just be like, all right, now be easy?
I let him. Starscream is the only one that I was like, okay, you can't, you know, play the Constructicons. He wasn't crazy, but he did recognize, I think, Scrapper, and he just saw the backhoe and said, Bulldozer. And he was in his robot form, like, God, he's just, you know, he recognized the vehicles
and he gets it.
Yeah. And he started playing with Soundwave and Megatron, so I got him the you know, those ones they have at Walmart that just move their arms.
Yeah,
I got an Optimus and Starscream, and then I got him like those Titan Marvel and DC superheroes that are about like 12 inches high.
Yeah, yeah.
I ordered him Green Goblin and got him Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's got Spider-Man and he's got Sandman. So he was quite fixated when he pulled out Superman and was flying him around like this and making noises and stuff. You know, and I'm like, oh my God, this is wonderful. And then I was showing him like Superman and Nuclear Man fighting, and he goes, fight, fight. Because they're fighting in space and stuff, and that's what he wants to see. He doesn't want to see the talking, he wants to see Superman fighting. So I've showed him footage from Superman 2 fighting the Kryptonians, and I've shown him fighting Nuclear Man. And I've shown him walking through Gene Hackman's gauntlet of fire, machine guns, and being frozen from the first film too, and he was just, you know, just quite fixated on. So I'm working on them.
Yeah, in a couple years time, you know, you can show them Predator. It'll be fine.
Yeah! I've shown him parts of Star Wars. I've shown him parts of Karate Kid, and he wanted to keep kicking me after we watched the tournament in Karate Kid, which was quite awesome. So,
yeah, I'm sure your brother really appreciated that.
Well, I mean, Derek's, you know, he's, you know, it's not like, you know, because he hasn't really said anything about that, because he's, Derek's interested in introducing him to these kinds of things too. Like, he wants to show him Turtles, Thundercats, G.I. Joe, the superhero stuff as well. Like, he even told me yesterday he wants to get him put in frame some Superman and Spider-Man comics to hang on display in his bedroom. I'm like, oh man, this is so cool, man. They're like, I'll help out with that too.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because with some of those older issues, you can get them for a couple bucks.
Yeah, like, I figured I'd get him some stuff from the 90s, like, you know, some of the more, like, kind of throwaway issues, but just look really good, like, for the cover art, and maybe get those for Derek so we can hang them up and put them in Brian's room and stuff like that, too. But he's taken to some of this stuff, too, so I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. You know, being the cool uncle, it's just, there's no more greater sensation than that.
I'll never know really what that feels like.
Well, you might have to,
don't even say.
No, not you guys. Just tell someone else to have a baby and you can be like the god uncle or something like that. So you can just show up and.
All right, Tyler, you know, better get on it.
Yeah. I beg your pardon. I don't think so.
All right. Well, with that said,
that is Savage Island, dude.
Yeah, we got a little over half an hour until we do our commentary for John Wick. I think I'm going to shower. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, and I'll probably have to take care of a few other necessities too before we sit down to watch some major ass kicking.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back shortly. But next week, we'll be back with the first episode of the Spawn HBO series.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, for both of us. Since I've watched a little bit of it on YouTube. I'm like, God, this looks great. The voice acting, Keith David playing the voice of Spawn, Money in the Bank.
Yep.
So we'll talk more about that next week and probably touch on the live action movie as well, a little bit as well, you know. So I know I just said well like twice, now three times in the same sentence.
It happens.
But hopefully you guys will be interested in sitting down for that and maybe give our thoughts on the upcoming Jamie Foxx, man. I'm sure we'll have like a rap song to throw in with the new Spawn movie, you know, because that's what I'm worried. That he's going to like, I'll be in your movie as long as I can rap in it too, you know, or something like that. Like Jamie.
I feel like the trailer will have a rap song in it. That seems to be a new trend.
Oh, yeah. You kind of actually without a rap song that way because kids today, they don't understand anything unless you throw in, you know, some shitty, you know, generic rap song, you know.
You can't even name anybody anymore.
No, because I don't care. I don't follow music right now, and I don't want to know because when I'm forced to listen to something, I'm like, God, this is what people want is entertainment for the years. You know, even as a kid, I was more inclined to listen to older stuff anyway. Like I just was never really into like new stuff as much when I really was like a, you know, into like being who was new. Like I did listen to some new stuff as a kid, but I've always been more inclined to the older stuff like Creedence Clearwater and rock and pop music of the 80s. Rap in the 80s was better. Like, you know, early rap, you know. Now everything's just a bunch of sounds and clicks and whistles. Yeah. For about 2.5 minutes and there you go. It's a hit.
Yeah, well, attention spans and whatnot. But thanks to Fedmon. Thanks for Andre that popped in and joined us live. I don't know if there's anyone else that had shown, but that's who I've seen the most of. Talking in the chat. Thank you guys for tuning in live. You catch us on the archive and you're new to the channel, make sure you hit subscribe and ring the bell so you get notified when we go live, especially for the Beyond Retro Arcades, because those are like weird times of night. Sometimes it's 4 a.m. Sometimes it's 10 o'clock. You never know when I'm going to do it. So make sure you ring the bell so you're notified when the channel goes live. Check out all the links down below. Download us on Podbean and iTunes, but I want to encourage you guys, give us the subscribes on the YouTubes, because
we're not asking for much here, people.
We're 5 away from 100. Buy Joe's t-shirts, hit them up for a custom, and check out Fans of Power, the He-Man and the Master Universe podcast, every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, hosted by Tyler Baker, Joe Amato, and myself. And I guess I'll go ahead and plug this one too. Doug Turner, the guy that used to produce the Beyond Retro podcast and Fans of Power. Myself and him, we're gonna be on the road to WrestleMania, and that it could be a bumpy ride, but we're gonna do a podcast. It is called, Tyler, you haven't heard this yet, it's called the Transitional Champion Podcast.
I like that.
Yeah, because we were throwing out terms, and Doug, like, he was looking up stuff, seeing what was available. I think one of them was like heat magnets, and I was like, I don't mind that one, but I think with a name like that, people would expect us to just be like really angry. And
well, that would be you.
Yeah.
That should be like your like your title. Like, and with me as always is the heat magnet himself, Nathan Kennedy.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. Cause I think he'll want to be referred to as Dirt. Go by his little moniker name that he's got. But,
Yes,
that's what we're going to be doing. The Rumbles tonight. I hope it's good. The card looks good, but they fuck it up. And the bad thing is if someone organically gets over,
we can't have that.
They punish them for it. And I'm like, you're just throwing money down the drain just because they got over and didn't
need your help.
Yeah. I don't get it. Anyway.
That's why you're not going to catch me watching any of current wrestling ever again.
So I'm sure we'll talk about any of the news that pops up. We got All Elite Wrestling that's coming up. That's going to be a game changer, really. Tyler, you don't know anything about that, do you?
No.
All Elite Wrestling is a promotion that is being funded by the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, but it's the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes are doing it. They're starting to sign some people. They're looking at getting a TV deal. They're actually also looking at the possibilities of like insurance. So it's going to change.
Oh, wow.
It's going to, if they get the TV deal and everything, here's an option for other wrestlers to go if they don't feel like they're being utilized here.
And insurance, for God's sake, man. Yeah. Jeez, I can't believe WWE's still getting away with that.
Yeah, they're gonna work on it. It's no guarantee, but from what I read, that's something that they want to try to do. So it's going to be interesting for sure. And we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I need to get the link again for that podcast that we're going to do. That way I can put it in the description, so you guys out there listening can also subscribe to that. So I'm just thinking now, it's like, man, there's so many shows going on. So many shows. All right. With that said, next week's Spawn, I look forward to that.
Me too.
That's going to be fun. Because I remember the art style for sure. That was one thing that always popped, and I remembered, but yeah, because I would always see the VHS.
I'm me too. Sure.
Yeah, the VHS tapes. They had them. I never rented them, but I saw them. I'm like, all right, that looks cool. But then I watched the movie, and I was like, oh, no, I don't want anything to do with that. Anyway, until then, thank you guys for joining us live. Thanks for checking this out. Leave a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts on Rambo. If you think it's silly and you want to have a debate with Tyler in the comments, bring it on. Let's have at it.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have, you know, somebody's presence.
Yeah.
Whether you hate it or not.
Like the video, share your friends, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. Until then, we'll see you in the future. Talk about the past. Take care, everybody.